The Lord be with you.
I
believe spring is officially here. And so it's great to be gathered here this morning, and it's proof the last couple days that the sun does exist. There is a sun behind those clouds. It's nice to know that it's peeking out. And, it's just wonderful. We're gathered here, of course, for a bigger and deeper reason than that, and that is to be encouraged this morning with Jesus' presence. We're going to hear about the trip of the two disciples to a little village called Emmaus. And what that teaches us is Jesus stays by our side too, no matter where we go. We'll hear that special passage here this morning in a special way as well in our worship service. Some announcements to share to the congregation. The first thing that I want to share with you is a big thank you on behalf of the Philomath Rotary. Bruce and Kathy especially wanted me to reach out to everyone this morning. They're not able to be here. But last night was the Salmon and Jazz, Philomath Salmon and Jazz, and attendance was just great. It was a wonderful event, and the contributions by many people here at Peace were outstanding, and there was somewhere around $6,000 to $7,000 that was raised last night for youth programs in our community. So a big thank you on behalf of the Philomath Rotary to Peace. Also, on Friday was our blood drive here at Peace, and we did reach our quota. Our quota was to get I think Lindy said 27, was it 27 units? Do you want to share with us, Ellen, how that went? All right, please, go ahead.
Just a big thank you to all who helped with the blood drive, those who came and donated. We had lots of cookies, and everybody was really happy with those. The whole blood level was 27, and we reached that. And the double reds, we were supposed to have at least three, and we had four, so we exceeded our quota again. And that's really good. I'm going to help a lot of people. Thank you.
Thanks, Ellen. Yeah, go ahead, Peggy. Yep. Oh. No, it's fine. Oh. Go ahead.
I'm just here to remind the ladies that this Thursday at 1 o'clock is Guild.
And Dwayne, do you want to go ahead and share? Yeah, we'll have Dwayne go. Yep.
Hi, if any don't know me, I'm Dwayne Holesto. I'd like to share with you a special opportunity I have this summer to go work at a summer camp down in California called Frontier Ranch. My brother Carl worked there last summer, and he had a great experience, and so I was so inspired by his stories and that I wanted to go down there and work myself. So this is a Christian camp, and its focus is on evangelism, discipleship, and having fun. I have quite an experience working with kids. I have worked 4 years at the Vacation Bible School here in Philomath. I've worked 1 year of the Vacation Bible School over at Suburban Church, and at a camp, it's called Camp Attitude. It's a camp based on helping kids who have special needs and then giving them pretty much a fun week doing normal kid stuff. Because I'm not 18, I'm not old enough to work down at Santa Cruz as a full-time counselor, so I will be there as a volunteer junior counselor. Because of my age, I will have to raise roughly $1,000 to work there. So. To help raise my support, I will be hosting an enchilada feed next week, May 16th, and there will be a ton of enchiladas, so please definitely come and enjoy this meal. There will be a basket available for free will offerings. You don't have to if you don't want to donate, but that would be a great help, and I would thank all of you for that. If you have any questions, you can talk to me after in the fellowship hall, so thank you.
All right, Dwayne. So, yeah. Let me jump in before Elaine jumps in. So the big thing is he's coming up with the funds for his experience this summer, and we want to help and support Dwayne. For information about that too, it's covered in the bulletin. It's next Sunday, May 7th. You don't have to bring side dishes. It's not usually that's our potluck. Dwayne himself, by his hands, he is bringing the enchiladas. So and what?
And my mom.
All right. She contributes just a little. Yeah.
A couple of quick things. We've come up with enough cookies and volunteers for the reception for Joyce Settles. I could use one more person to help clean up on May 13th. The other thing is, make sure and pick up your newsletters today. They're in your mailboxes. And if you don't have a mailbox and you need one, let someone know. Let Ellen know for now, so that can get labeled. The other thing is, Jim and Ellen are going to be grandparents. Mommy Quinn and their son Robert, Daddy, and they're over in Bend and can't come here for any kind of a shower or anything, and so we're having a shower at an odd time on an odd day. It's May 10th. It's with the Eat, Chat, and Pray ladies, and we meet at 7, and we're having a little brunch at 8, and so you're certainly welcome to come, but if you're thinking, that's really early, which it is, and it's on a Wednesday, feel free to put any gifts or anything into my box. I'll be sending out an email. They actually do have enough clothes and everything for the first 3 months, but Target gift cards, Safeway gift cards, anything like that would be helpful if you want to put it in my box or put anything into the kitchen and just label it for Quinn and the baby. So I think that's all I have for right now, but that's on May 10th, not this Wednesday, but the following Wednesday. So anyone's welcome.
Two final announcements. Next week, we're starting a new adult Bible study series. It's mentioned. Go ahead and take a look at your newsletter. It gives details about every week. We're having experts come in to discuss a better understanding of mental health issues. Next week, we're going to discuss suicide and suicide awareness. And the Benton County Commissioner, Ann Schuster, is going to be with us to share about some of the resources and programs that are available. So invite a friend, excellent content and information and encouragement, too, on what would be a very heavy topic. So that's next week. Also, a final announcement, Peace is in the process of hiring an administrative assistant. Details about that are the position is posted on the bulletin board. You can read about it. It's also online on our website. It's been posted for a couple of weeks. And then also there's information also in the newsletter. Lots of information in that newsletter this month. If you have any questions, don't ask me. Come and talk to Kay Glather. So she's got all the information for that position.